This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Shuley's with us. And I just want to tell you very quickly, class, last night I was in the studio, which is in our farmhouse, and I have this atomic clock, and it's on the wall, and I looked up, and you know, I was working in the studio, and it was 9:14. I thought, okay, I've got plenty of time to get some things done. And I got some work done. I looked up, and I said, wow, I'm getting a lot done. It's, you know, it's 9:14. I looked up again. It's still 9:14. And then it occurred to me, the atomic clock stopped. It just stopped. And so I put a new battery in it, and it wouldn't reset. So I found a digital atomic clock. I like an analog one. So I got another atomic clock, put it in, plugged it in, and it wouldn't find the time either. So I found another clock, one that's just, you know, a quartz clock, and that one works just fine. It's an old-fashioned clock. What I'm saying is we're dependent on these electronic gadgets, and sometimes they just quit. Now, how important is an electronic clock to me, an atomic clock? Pretty important, because in the broadcast, we fly by the second hand, right? And so just one thought about how little things can be big sometimes. Finally got them working. I guess the rain stopped and it was interfering with the signal. And now the atomic clocks are working. So now I have three clocks in the studio. One analog atomic clock, one digital atomic clock, and one clock that just keeps on working. And it's just, you know, an old-fashioned clock. So I just want to share that with you. George in New Hampshire, welcome. It's great to hear your voice because people have been asking, where's George in New Hampshire? Is he okay? Now we can tell him. George, you there?
Hey, George.
Hey, George.
Where are you?
George in New Hampshire. Let's see. Alex, do we have his level potted up? As in potentiometer? Oh, no. You know, it looks like he's on the air as far as I can tell. Tell you what, George will come back to you in just a couple minutes. How about that? Okay. I just put George on hold, and we'll come back to him. So, Dr. Shuley, there was a term that was used in medicine that I don't hear very much anymore, and it's vitality. Is that term gone by the wayside, you know, meaning liveliness, energy, exuberance, buoyancy, you know,
dim.
Yes.
The fatigue. Yeah. I don't think it's talked about much.
Mm-hmm. Well, is it because there's not much of it? It's been replaced with fatigue?
A majority of people just looking at their own drugs. Once you're on a drug, there ain't no vitality.
Okay. Okay. Had another question for you. Is there a lotion, a potion, or an injection that I can get to become smarter?
not known.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, do we literally lose brain cells that cannot be replaced, or can we replace them?
Yes and no. In other words, every cell in your body is actually lost, dies within a maximum of 7 years. Every cell. it is replaced. That's what telomeres are for. They are make it possible when a cell is worn out, replace it. Now, some of them are much faster than 7 years, of course, like skin cells replace much more rapidly. But as we get older, of course, the health of those new cells may not be as good as it was, and yet we have the ability to regrow them at all ages. Now, that's a very complex subject, but I believe that it is entirely possible to keep regrowing healthy cells at least beyond 100 years.
And let's continue with that after George, or with George. George in New Hampshire,
Vincent.
Welcome.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah.
Okay, hi, Dr. Shealy. Do you mind if I just back up slightly to the way you were talking about choosing a mate?
Sure, please do.
Well, this may not sound scientific, and it may sound a little bit bizarre, but you know what I found, and I've told my sons this. I said, never marry a woman who cackles when she laughs. Now, I know it sounds strange, but believe it or not, from my experience, I believe that it's an indication, like you take a bell and somebody rings a bell for to see if it's sound and it has a nice tone. Well, it's the same thing with the laughter. I think it's like one of those indicators that tells what kind of a spirit is in there. And I'm not trying to be cruel or anything. I've just found it to be true.
And can you describe what you mean by cackles?
Well, when I say cackle, in other words, you know, we all know the stereotypical witch of ancient times. They said they all cackled when they laughed. Now there are entities that get into people, and some people have hard lives. Some have easier lives. But in other words, sometimes certain things can happen to a person, or they can be delving into certain things that lets you see. Sometimes something peeks out from behind it, so that you'll see it's an indicator of what kind of indwelt spirit there is there, or to what degree there's percentages. No one's perfect. We all have, you know, we all have, you know, bad sides, but we have, for the most, and we all have decent sides. And the trick is just learning how to control those things, and also trying to eradicate it the same way you'd try to eradicate unhealthy cells in a body, or cellular growths, or organisms, or parasites. And I'll say this too. I'd also say that sometimes it's better off to marry your own kind. I'm not saying that you can't find a gem in another group, but what I'm saying, when you start throwing in differences in cultures, differences in even diets, like there were some cultures, they want to eat the same food every single day. And then there's the religious aspects. You're better off with your own kind. And I'm just saying that I'm not saying it can't work the other way, but you can eliminate a lot of misunderstandings, and it almost doesn't work with your own kind. I'm going to go so far as to say that.
Dr. Shealy?
Within limits, I think some of what he says is certainly true. And yet, we know that the most important thing is a compatibility of the two people at a deep spiritual level. And there's nothing genetic that unequivocally makes you that kind of positive with another person. It is truly a soul connection. And some people know that and some people don't. But to me, if you know it and feel it, that's the single most important thing.
Mrs. Finelli and I were at the kitchen table for lunch yesterday. And we were talking about what would happen if a family member needed help. I'm talking about extended family. And that family member would need to move in with us. Or it was felt that it would be better for that extended family member to move 1,000 miles from where he or she might be to move in with us. And this is just hypothetical. There's no situation like this right now that I know of. And we're talking with another instructor at the kitchen table at the same time. And what I mentioned was that if Mrs. Finelli happened to be talking to a family member and it was decided on a telephone call that, well, maybe it'd be better if that extended family member would move in with us for some time. That could be, you know, a week, a month, a year. That because I know how Mrs. Finelli thinks and she knows how I think, whatever she decided, if she were on the phone, and whatever decision she would make, would be fine with me because she already knows what my answer would be without talking with me. And that is because of all of the years of marriage, which is like 39, and we come from a similar socioeconomic background, and we like people like us. So, for example, I married someone who I thought was, you know, in many ways similar to me. Not opposites. Like I keep hearing sometimes, well, that opposites attract. Well, that does in magnetism, but I don't think it works all that well with people. And I think that's what George is saying. Is that right, George?
Yes, and like I say, you and Mrs. Finelli, and I can't speak for Dr. Shealy, but I'm sure that, you know, he'd concur that you need a long courtship, and I mean longer than 3 months, because a lot of things are hidden inside the person. Sometimes they don't even know themselves how they're going to react when they're in that close relationship with another person of the opposite sex. So they're going to, and sometimes things can be hidden maybe for a few months, but over the period of, say, a year, you're going to start to see things peak out a person. I'm not saying that one side's going to be perfect and the other side's going to be perfect, but in other words, you really have to test the person that you're going to marry. I mean, and they have to test you and see how you react and over a long period of time. And self-control is important, too. I don't believe in premarital sex because I think they've shown that the premarital sex before marriage almost ensures a 5-year limitation on a marriage to a large degree.
Now, I've got to agree with you, George, but I never got engaged. I dated Mrs. Finelli for 7 years. And then we got married. So we went right from dating to marriage. But it took 7 years. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com, That's NUTRIMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research. It makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shealy's with us. George in New Hampshire's with us. Marcus, you're on hold. You'll be with us in just a couple minutes. Please stay with us. George, to add an exclamation point to what you're saying. So we have a family friend, and it was love at first sight. So he met this gal, and he just fell in love. Within 6 months, they were married. And then 6 months later, she said to him, "So what are you going to do?" And he was thinking, "I don't know, what do you want for dinner?" And she said, No. "Where are you moving? Because you're not welcome here anymore." True story. No exaggeration. True story. Nobody could believe it. You know, our son went to the wedding. Both families were there. You know, his family, her family. You know, everybody was happy. It was just wedded bliss. Boom. He's out. And he just lost half of everything right then and there. So I think there's something to what you're saying, Dr. Sue. I believe that.
To me, I still believe that sex before marriage is one of the worst things in the world, because it could lead to an unwanted child. And that destroys not only a marriage, but the life of a new child. And I actually broke a relationship when I was very, very young because she wanted to have sex before marriage. I don't believe in it. I think it is, it's just at a spiritual level, it's wrong.
Okay, I have a short comment about that. So we know a young man, and he fell in love with this gal. And his family helped her. She moved in. She needed some assistance. She moved in. One thing led to another. And the next thing you know, she's pregnant. And so he decides that he's going to do the right thing and marry her. And then, a little bit later, they have an argument. Now, the child's not born yet. They have an argument, and it's a little bit of raised voices. And she says, the child's not even yours.
Oh, my God.
So there's a case where that relationship dissolved before marriage. So here we have a guy who thinks he's going to do the right thing, sex before marriage, but it's not his. There's a lot of things to really pay attention to. And George, I'm so glad you brought this up, because parents, grandparents, I think you need to make sure that somebody has this discussion with young people before they get married. Now, Dr. Shealy, how do you feel about living in sin? Because my mother suggested that, she said, you know what, marriage is kind of, semi-permanent, not as permanent as it used to be, but, you got to get to know each other before you get married, and it's easier to undo it, if you live together for a while. I'd like to know your opinion, Dr. Shealy, and my mom was really conservative. But this, she thought, how do you know a person, So maybe live together for a little bit, after you date for a long time. Dr. Shealy, your thoughts, and then George.
I'm opposed. That's all I can say. I can't see it.
Okay, I didn't say have sex. I just said live together.
Well, living together without sex, I can't imagine doing it.
Okay.
It would be too stressful.
Okay. George, your thoughts?
Well, there's an old Italian saying to the effect that if a man and woman are under the same roof and they're, compatible ages and they're not related, let's just say it's well nigh impossible under those circumstances. Although I think the Amish stumbled on a novel idea for testing out the suitability of a couple. They'll make a young couple who want to get married share a bed together, but there'll be a board down the middle of it, not too tall, but tall enough to separate them. They have to be fully dressed like in their daytime clothing. And all they do is talk in the night, and they see whether or not they're compatible enough to even be able to talk to one another under those circumstances. And they said they do that. And, I don't think the divorce rate is that high among the Amish, I don't think.
Right.
Listen, I'll sign off, but, it was very nice talking to both you gentlemen. God bless. All
George.
Right.
Thank you.
God bless. George, it's great to hear your voice, because now those who are wondering, is George okay? Now you know, he's okay. It's great to hear your voice. Marcus in Philadelphia, you're up next. Thank you so much for patiently waiting.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in New York City for a meeting of the United Nations General Assembly, where he's asked by reporters about the latest allegations against his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. A second woman is now making allegations of sexual misconduct back in the early 80s. President Trump tells reporters,
people who come out of the woodwork from 36 years ago and 30 years ago and never mentioned it, all of a sudden it happens. In my opinion, it's totally political.
In a statement, Kavanaugh strongly denies the woman's allegations that he exposed himself to her when they were at a party at Yale in the early 80s. President Trump says a second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may happen soon. The president this morning citing tremendous progress in talks with the North towards denuclearizing the peninsula. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
And the Patience Award goes to Marcus in Philadelphia. Marcus, thanks so much for holding. You're on with Dr. Norman Shealy.
Yes, this is Mark the Spark. And thank you for receiving my call. And I'm going to go way outside the box here. I wanted to call in last Monday with Dr. Shealy, and I missed the show. My nephew told me it was a really good show because Dr. Shealy talked about these other alternative natural drugs that actually could help people heal from trauma. And so why I'm calling, and I've already shared this with you, Vincent, and your audience, about my having discovered a year and a half ago that my great-great-grandfather was in the Civil War. And that he was a prisoner of war in Andersonville, Georgia, for 11 months. And again, I'll remind people to watch the video. I think everybody, every American should watch the movie Andersonville. It's on YouTube. It's 2 hours and 47 minutes long. It's almost 3 hours long. It's worth watching because you see the suffering those guys went through. I mean, it was hell. Okay. And not that that was the only place that was happening, but many historians believe that say that the Andersonville experience, the Andersonville prison, was one of the worst, if not the worst. So what I'm bringing up here is that in this life I was adopted, and I knew nothing of that, nothing. When I was going in school, and I went to school at Fairgrove School up there north of Springfield, a small country school, right? And through the years, the kids knew each other pretty well. And so when it came up, and I was very good in scholastics, I did real well in all subjects, and I liked history, and I liked ancient history. But when the subject matter came up for the Civil War, I didn't want to talk about it. I want to leave the room. It was obvious that I was upset about it, okay, to my fellow classmates and my teachers. And they wondered, well, what's going on? I don't know. I just don't like it. I just don't like it. I think it's the stupidest thing we ever did. The stupidest thing that ever happened, right? Now, where would that come from? I had no reference for that in my life. No, I had very little history about my family whatsoever. I'll tell you where I think it came from. I think it came from my great-great-grandfather's experience. And am I here to say, I'm putting this forth, I think that we, and by the way, there's a movie called Hacksaw Ridge, and I encourage everybody to watch that. That's a Mel Gibson film. It's an incredibly revealing film that people watch it to see, read between the lines about what the generational effects of war on a family. I'm here to say that, you know, we're... How long have we been at war somewhere on planet Earth? I mean, forever, okay? It's almost to the point where they're leading us on to believe that, oh, yeah, well, the war's just a natural thing, and, you know, you just might as well get used to it because we're going to go be at war somewhere on planet Earth. I don't think the common people, the common folk of planet Earth want to be at war with each other. I think it's a group of people on high who think they're demons, and they just like to stir up trouble and watch the suffering. And so the subject of epigenetics, and I've learned a little bit about it, but so I guess my question that I want to pose to Dr. Sheely is, do we as human beings carry from soul to soul, is it passed on, is the trauma and the terror of war passed on generationally?
Yes. Is that enough?
Okay.
I totally agree with that. We know that trauma is carried from one generation to another, and it affects people very deeply.
Well, in this life, I happen to have experienced trauma in my early childhood from a bad family situation, which, by the way, you guys have covered that with the, you know, you never know who a person's going to get married to unless they, you know, they really get need to know people. But there was trauma and drama and tragedy in my early childhood. And then when I was 21, while I was serving our country in the Navy, our adopted mother took her life, which re-traumatized me. And I think it not only traumatized, because it was the first death experience that I had ever experienced in this life. At that time, it was the first experience of death. And it happened to be my adopted mother. And it really ripped me apart. But I think what it also did was it triggered trauma from my childhood and trauma beyond as a soul. I'm putting that out there, and maybe it's way outside the box, and maybe, you know, it's, you know, way off the chart. But I because the degree of trauma that I felt was just like a tsunami that took years to deal with, and I'm still dealing with traces of that even yet. So, you know, and it would, how it occurred, it's almost like it occurred like, oh, this is happening to me. But at some level of soul responsibility, at some level, I am a participant. It's not just happening to me because I'm not going to be a victim. So what has occurred to me is that I have to be responsible to heal the trauma from my family, even from way back from my great-great-grandfather. And the thing is, the challenge is, the current medical model
doesn't help us at all. When I went to the VA, the Veterans Administration, which I didn't even know I could go to until I was out of the service for 5 years, and then somebody said, well, are you a veteran? I said, well, no, I'm not a veteran. Were you in the military? I said, yeah. He says, well, you're a veteran. He says, you should go to the VA. I said, what's that? He says, the VA hospital. I didn't know I was a veteran. I thought guys that went to war were veterans. I didn't even consider myself a veteran. But anyway, so what did they do? What I needed to have help with was trauma. What I needed to have help with was grieving, the grieving process. No. They don't do that. What they did was they give me a diagnosis, and then they want to give me a drug, and then send me on my way. That's what they did. That was the model back in 1987. And it's been the model up until even most recently. In the last few years, they're starting to, allow for veterans to get counseling without having to take drugs. But I think their drugs are absolutely dangerous. The psychotropic drugs, the SSRIs in my body, because I happen to be a slow metabolizer because I lack a certain enzyme. But I think these drugs are dangerous in all human bodies because here's why. I learned that SSRI medications interrupt REM sleep. And my take on REM, rapid eye movement sleep, is deep sleep. And that's when our bodies go into a deep sleep, a deep state of consciousness to reconnect the dots, to connect to our soul level, to heal and to integrate our experience. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but if these drugs interrupt REM, Dr. Sheely and Vincent, if they interrupt REM, they're violating our soul. They're violating our soul, not just our body, but our soul. And who are the demons putting forth these kind of drugs? And I say demons because they're evil. Not only do they want to disrupt our health of our body, they want us to disconnect from our soul consciousness of being whole, healthy, compassionate, creative, inspiring human beings. What say ye?
I agree. These drugs are among the worst.
And about generational trauma, Dr. Sheely, you and I did a past life regression of me. You actually did the regression. And I saw myself as someone who had been involved in conflict, like a war. And it seemed that it was many, many years ago. It seemed like it could have been the Revolutionary War. And I was nobody special. I was just a farmer who was looking down at where I was, and I was a guerrilla warrior, and they were coming, and they were burning village after village, getting closer and closer toward us. And at the end, just before the end, I was trying to get our fellow villagers, the men, to stand up and defend our village because the other team, was getting closer and burning and pillaging and destroying our way of life and our farms and our buildings. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't get people to stand up and resist and defend what was ours from the enemy that was attacking us. And as a result, I looked down at myself. I did not see my death, but what I saw was a guy that was worn out, aged well before my time, as a result of years of resisting, years of being a guerrilla warrior. And to this day, I am against war. I don't like it. I don't like anything about it. However, I do think that we still need to defend ourselves from oppression. So, Mark, what I'm saying is, in this experience that I had with a past life regression with Dr. Sheely, I think I'm carrying forward this distaste toward war, the ugliness of war, the lack of necessity of war, just the perpetration of greed by the few on the many.
Mm-hmm.
And we all suffer for their callous greed. And yet, in my feelings, I don't want to participate in it. But yet, if we're attacked, if the Finelli family's attacked, absolutely, I will again become a guerrilla warrior. Is that what you're saying, Mark? That kind of feeling.
By the way, when I was 33 years old, I had like a regression episode, which was triggered by something that was kind of silly, but it was triggered, and then I went in. I was there. I was walking through a field. It was like I'm in a trance. I was walking through a field, and everywhere I looked, there were young men and boys suffering and dying on a battlefield, and I knew I was in the Civil War. I knew it. And I felt it. I mean, I felt the energy of their suffering. And it was like, even as I describe it now, it's moving.
I've got to ask you something, Mark, after the break.
Sure.
Yes, Mark, first of all, please stay with us. Second of all, I really want to thank you for your contributions to USA Prepares. You truly are Mark the Spark and a very bright guy and a great addition to the broadcast. Please stay with us.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows, and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's just a quick comment. I still do have a Facebook page. And I get a lot of requests, and people want me to accept their friendship offer. And, you know, I look at their Facebook page, and when I see they've got F this, F that, or they're scantily clad, or they're looking at their cell phones and distracted, I will not befriend that person. Okay? So, class, if you're wondering why you've got, you know, profanity on your page and you think it's cool, or you've got your middle finger stuck up, forget it. It's not going to happen. Go find another friend. I'm sorry to say that. And class, if you're interested in contacting Dr. Norman Shealy, here's a phone number for the clinic. 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. Mark, please continue with your thoughts about...
I'd like to ask Mark a question.
Sure.
You're suggesting to me that you're the reincarnation of your great-great-grandfather. Is that right?
Not necessarily. At age 33, when I had that like a regression episode, I don't know that I was my great-great-grandfather. I was there in some capacity. That's you know. I don't know. I do believe that reincarnation is very possible. Now go ahead.
Well, I mean, the fact that you saw yourself on the battlefield in the Civil War, but maybe think that's a possibility, and it doesn't have to be by any means. I had the great fortune of meeting my great great grandfather when I was 5 years of age. Unfortunately, he was a very benign gentleman in his late 90s. And he had served as a colonel in the Confederate Army, but he was certainly a benign person.
Yeah. Well, here's why I'm bringing this up. My sense of it is that that this deal about the problems with families, okay? Because drama, trauma, and tragedy has occurred in many of our families, and it's multi-generational. I think the backdrop of that is war. I think war is part of the deal about disrupting the soul. Putting us in conflict internally with ourselves, with our soul cells, as well as destroying the family unit. But the awareness, I want to bring this up real quick because I know we're a couple minutes. I learned about these, there's some kind of a natural, something that grows over in Africa called iboga, I-B-O-G-A. I've heard of this. I've also heard the ayahuasca. But I've also heard of something else called Nicotina rustica, which there's a tribe, there's a shaman tribe in Colombia called the Kogi, K-O-G-I. And they use this Nicotina rustica, and it is in the family of nicotine that's in our tobacco, but it's actually some kind of a, I don't know if it's an hallucinogen, it has something to do, it has some benefit in healing trauma. And see, these natural occurring elements are not available to us in the United States because they've been regulated by the FDA and all that, but they're against their narcotics and they're absolutely illegal. And that's not a coincidence. They don't want us to be healthy. They do not want us to reintegrate our souls. They do not want us to have healthy families, healthy cells, healthy souls, or healthy families. And so, and by the way, in my life, I had no children, and big part of that was on purpose, because until I said to myself, until I get my act together, I dare not pass this on to any child. No way am I doing it. And I would very much like to have a family. It just didn't happen. And maybe there's a reason for that, too. But so I had called your office, Dr. Shealy, to talk about the issue of now the veterans are allowed to put forth class action suits against the VA. And I think we should, if nothing else, then to bring it to public awareness that these pharmaceutical drugs are absolutely dangerous. I'll leave it at that. Thank you very much, Vincent. Thank you, Dr. Shealy.
All right, thanks for calling.
Mark, thank you for calling. So, class, if you'd like to get in touch with Dr. Shealy, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. And there's contact information at usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com on the instructors tab. Or you can go to normshealy.com and find out more information about Dr. Norman Shealy. Of course, magnesium lotion, his supplements, his books, it's all right there. And contact information as well. Thank you so much, Dr. Shealy, for being with us.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.